Okay, Rabosai, today's daf is Shabbos daf Chof Gimel. I'm coming to you from my laundry room, which is on my Merpezet Sheirut. I kind of fixed up a little shtender and chair over here, and I'm kind of calling it my base medrash while we have this quarantine situation. Hashem should give everybody a refuah, and we should be able to go back to the base medrash and to the shuls, etc., etc. The only reason I'm mentioning that is because it's outside, it's not enclosed, and it's a little bit windy, so if the recording quality is not the best, so I do apologize. We've been talking about, we're like eight lines down on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, we have been talking about whether Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah or Hanacha Osa Mitzvah, whether lighting the menorah is a mitzvah, or placing it down in the proper place, that is actually the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara says, Hashta Dam Rina and Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, now that we've decided that the lighting of the candles is actually, that's the mitzvah, so Hadlika Chayresh Shota B'Katan Lo Asav Lo Klom. If a Chayresh, a deaf mute, or a Shota, someone who doesn't have his wits about him, or a Katan, so if they do the lighting, so they don't have Halachik Das, and they don't actually, they have done nothing. Isha, on the other hand, even though the Gemara, you know, the Mishnayos sometimes group those together, but an Isha certainly here is different. Vaday Madlika, she for sure has a Chiyav to light Chanukah candles. And Rabbi Shuv and Levi, Nashim Chayavas B'Ner Chanukah, Shafein Hayubo, Swanez, women were Chayav in the Chanukah because they were certainly included in the miracle. Rashi writes they were first and foremost, they were foremost in the miracle. Because the Gzera, of the Greeks, one of the Gzeras that they made was that any girl who would get married, she'd first have to sleep with the general or the mayor or whatever it was, whoever was in charge of her area. And also that, Yehudis was able to kill the general. Before, I forget the name. Anyway, Lamaisa, women were certainly first and foremost, and the Rishonim, I think the Achronim, point out that Rashi's Girsa may be different, right? Afin Hayubo Sarnes implies that women were kind of secondary. They were even included in the miracle. Rashi seems to imply that, no, they were first and they were like on the front lines. So Rashi, if you look at the Dibra Maschil on the second line, it says Hayubo Sarnes. It could be that Rashi's Girsa was that women were included in the miracle, not that they were even included in the miracle. But okay, anyway, women are certainly Chayav in Ner Chanukah. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Achsanai Chayev B'Ner Chanukah. A guest is also Chayev in Ner Chanukah. And Amar Rav Zera, Mireish Ki Havina Bei Rav. Back in the day, Mireish, originally, when I was in the Beis Medrash, when I was in Yeshiva, Mishtatfana Beprite Behadei Ushpiza. I would join by giving a pruta, I would buy a little bit of the oil or the wax or the wick or whatever, but I'd yushpiza by my host. I would just pay them a little bit and kind of like buy some share in his mitzvah, so that would be to serve as my mitzvah. Basar de Nasivi, but after I got married, says Rabbi Zera, Basar de Nasivi itta, Amina, so then I said, itta is my wife, well, after I married my wife, so Amina, I said, Hashta vadi lo tzorchina, I for sure don't need to do that anymore, to come adlike, elai bego besoy, because someone is for sure lighting for me back in my house. Rashi says when he would go back to the base medrash, right, and sleep over there, and he happens to not be around, so certainly there was someone lighting in his house. And again, the Indian is that we said before on the last off that Ner Ishu Beso, that the basic mitzvah is that there should be a candle lit in the house, and that is we see again here that's the ikar, that's the mitzvah. Amar Rishu ben Levi, Kol Hashmanim Kulon Yofin Lener, all of the oils are good for a candle. Meaning the oils that are good for a candle. But the best one is olive oil. Amar Abaye, and a lot of people are zocha to light with olive oil. Amar Abaye, Mereish Hava Mahadar Mar Amishcha Deshumshami. Abaye says originally he wouldn't use olive oil, he would use sesame seed oil. Shumshami, shumshum, sesame seed oil. Amar, because he said, Hay Mashach Nahora Tve, because that makes the candle burn longer. Apparently, for whatever reason, the oil of sesame seed wouldn't get into the wick as much, wouldn't get sucked up by the wick as much as other oils, and it would burn longer. But came to Shamalei Lahadar, Rishu ben Levi, after I heard it, Rishu ben Levi's din, Mahadar Amishcha Dezesa, I went to try and figure out, see if I can get olive oil. Because Amar, because he said, Hay Tzolil Nahora Tve, because the light is purer, is clearer, than others. That's why olive oil is the best. Rav Rishu ben Levi says as well, Kol Hashmanim Yafin L'Dio, all the oils are good for making ink, V'Shemen Zayis Min HaMuvchar, and olive oil is the best. Apparently in the ink making process there's some oil involved, and Shemen Zayis is the best for that. And the Gemara says, Yiboy L'Hu L'Gabel O La'ashen, is that for kneading, K-N-E-A-D, is that for mixing whatever substances that would make the ink. Apparently, you pour some olive oil, some oil in, and that's part of the process. Ola ashen, or is that better to make the smoke? So Rashi explains that basically part of the process was that they would burn or they would smoke some glass, and there'd be some sort of charcoal or some sort of soot on the bottom of the glass after the fire, right? If you put glass over a fire, you see it starts to blacken. So apparently they would use that blackened stuff to make the dark ink color. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea about any of this, but okay, that's apparently what they used to do. So the question is the oil, when you say that olive oil is good for making ink, is it for the kneading process or for the burning of the fire process that would make this charcoal or soot or whatever? So it's Hashma, so let's bring a proof. The Tanya Shmuel Bar Zutra, Kol Hashmanim Yofin L'Dio. All of the oils are good for ink making. Olive oil is the best, bein legabel, bein la'ashen. Regardless of what you're using it for, whether you're mixing it, whether you're burning this candle and getting this soot or charcoal, whatever. So olive oil is the best to use. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Masni Hachi. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra taught that halacha a little bit differently. Kol hashanim yafin l'dio. All of the smoke, all of the fire is good for making ink. The olive oil that produces this smoke, this soot, is the best. Amarav, not kol asrafim yafin l'dio. All of the saps are good for making ink. Again, part of the ink process. Apparently, you include some sap. Visraf kataf yafe mikulan, and that's the best type of sap. I'm not sure what tree that is. Rashi gives some word in French. We mentioned that. I think it's in Bnei Malikin, but okay. But lamaisa, we don't. Srafan otif me'atzeh kataf. Yeah, okay. But anyway, but lamaisa, that's the best one. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. Hamadlik ner shel Chanukah tzarich levorech. Obviously, we make a bracha on ner Chanukah, but that's not so poshut, and we're gonna see in a second. For Rav Yirmiyah, Amar Rav Yirmiyah says, even haroa ner shel Chanukah tzarich levorech. If you see a candle, you also have to make a bracha. So like, just don't get carried away. If you go walking Chanukah time and you see all these menorahs, you don't have to make a bracha on every single one. So Rashi explains that if you're not going to end up lighting your own, so then at least you should make the bracha on a menorah that you see. Okay, that's what he means. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Yom Rishon Haroah Mevarech Beizu Madlik Mevarech Gimel. On the first day, if you see a menorah, meaning you're not going to end up lighting, so you're just making the bracha on the seeing of the menorah, you make two brachas, but if you're lighting, you make three. Mikan Ve'elech Madlik Mevarech Shtayim Veroah Mevarech Achas. And from then on, if you're lighting, you make two brachas, and if you see it, you only make one. So the Gemara says, Maim Emayit, which bracha are you leaving out? Right, again, there's Lahadlik Ner, there's Shoshan Nisim, and there's Shechianu. So the Gemara says, Mimayit Zman, you leave out Shechianu. Meaning, as you go throughout the days. Obviously, the one who's the discrepancy between seeing and lighting. Obviously, someone who sees a menorah is not going to make the bracha of lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. So on the first day, he'll say shasanizim and shechianu, and the rest of the days he'll just say shasanizim. And as someone who's lighting, obviously, what we do is we make all three brachas: the first day and the second day, and throughout the rest of the Chanukah, we say lahadlik and shasanizim. Gemara has a crazy avamina here. V'nimoyet nes. Why don't we leave out Yashar Sanisim? Meaning, why don't we say Lahadlik and Shechianu from days 2 to 8? And there's a lot of Torah here, but in terms of how could you possibly say Shechianu all 8 days? Simple pashtus is that if there's a new nes every single day, perhaps you need a new Shechianu. Then the Gemara says, no, and it kind of answers that question. Nes kol yom ha'isei. There was a nes every single day. So therefore, we say Shasanisim, and that is more indicative, of the fact that there was a new nace every single day. Again, this works well according to the interpretation that, for example, there were many interpretations of how exactly the oil burned. But let's say we mentioned before, maybe yesterday or a couple of lot ago, that one opinion is that they poured all of the oil into the menorah. And it went down 1/8 every single day instead of going down, instead of using up all of the oil, only used up 1/8 of the oil. So then every single day there was another nace, there was another miracle. So therefore we say Shasanisim the rest of the days. Okay. My Mevorech, what's the bracha on lighting candles, or Chanukah candles? Mevorech, Asher Kitchanu, Mizam Tivanu, Ladik Ner Shel Chanukah. So Gemara has a very simple question. Veheichan Sivanu, what do you mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us Kadosh with his mitzvos and commanded us to light Ner Chanukah? Obviously, there's no Hanukkah is not midoraisa, it's not in the Torah. So how can you say the bracha of Vitziva? No, really, the question is by any derabanan, which is what I was going to say in a second. How can you make a bracha by any derabanan? Hashem Vitzivanu, Hashem didn't command us. It's really it's a rabbinical decree, an institution. So Rav Avya Amar, Rav Avya says, it's milo saser. The pasuk says, lo sasur yaminu small, that a person shouldn't deviate from anything that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Chachamim command us. Anything that the Chachamim command, you shouldn't deviate whatsoever. So you make that's the source, that's the bracha that we're making. It's as if we're making a bracha on that mitzvah of lo sasur. At first glance, you know, that's a little strange because you know we don't make a bracha on a lo sase. Right, again, the mitzvah is not to deviate, not to disobey the Rabbanan. Don't deviate from anything that they say. We don't make brachas on lo sases in general, right? If you're not going to eat pig, so you don't, whenever you sit down to eat kosher food, you don't make a bracha. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for commanding me not to eat treif. Right? We don't make a bracha. So that's probably where Rav Nechemia comes in and says, no, talking superfluously, I haven't really looked into the sugi so much, but when Rav Nechemia says, no, right, ask your father and he'll tell you, and your elders and they'll tell you, meaning it's a mitzvah saseh to listen, that seems to be, or may, perhaps, a mitzvah saseh to listen to the Chachamim, or at least to the people who tell you to, how to act, your parents, your teachers, etc. And so if Chazal instituted this whole concept, so then you see that there's a root, there's a basis for it in the Torah. But yeah, bottom line, the pashas is, even according to Rav Avya, who says you learn from Lo Sasur, so that whole concept is that we have to listen to the Rabbanan, meaning that there's a basis for all this in the Torah, that there's a mitzvah, and that's the way we can make a bracha. I mean, Kosh Baruch Hu kind of gave a blanket heter to the Chachamim to institute whatever they needed to do, and that's where you get the Vitzivanu, because it's a general mitzvah, not perhaps that Kosh Baruch Hu obviously didn't command us to do Hanukkah candles, but he did command us to kind of listen to and keep whatever the Chachamim institute, so that's where what we're basing it, the bracha off of. Okay, Masiv Rav Avram. Rav Amram asked the following question. One second. Hadamai, we mentioned that demai is produce that was of an ama aretz, usually that is a suffix whether he took off maestros. So what can you do with that demai? What can you do with that suffix produce? So the Gemara says ma'arvin bo, you can use it as an eruv, umishtatfin bo, and you can use it as a shtuvim mevoz to make an eruv in a courtyard, umuvarach in alav, and to make a bracha on it, right? We said before, if you remember in brachos, that's something that's usher for you to eat, you don't make a bracha. So it's not usher, akereikach, you don't make a bracha on it. Umizam din alav, and you bench on it. Umafrishin oso arum, you can even separate it, meaning maestros, if you are naked. Gemara says, ubein ashmashos, you can also separate it, bein ashmashos, on Shabbos, because you're not doing, vadai fixing it. That's a din that you're not allowed to separate Trumas and Maestros on Shabbos because it's a tikkun mana, it's a makom hapadish. You're making the food now able for you to eat, and you're evoking a halachic change in the item. And Benish Mashos, so therefore we also don't do a Benish Mashos. But here, since Demai is a suffix, it's the only reason we're separating is because it's a suffix whether they took it off, so you can do a Benish Mashos, and it's fine. So Gemara says, wait, and here's the actual question. Vim Amris, kol midir banan, bayi bracha, if you're telling me that every dindir banan requires a bracha, so hacha ki kai orum, how could you ever separate Maestros from Demai when you're naked? Hechi mevorech, how could you make a bracha when you're doing that? V'habe'ina v'haya machanecha kadosh. The pasuk says your machane, your encampments, meaning your dwellings, need to be holy v'leka, and you're missing that. Meaning you have to treat mitzvahs with kedusha. You can't do a mitzvah when you're naked. You can't make a bracha when you're naked. So how could you tell me again that you can make a bracha on making a bracha on derabbanans? How could meaning if you tell me that you need to make a bracha on derabbanans because of either lo sasur or shalavicha v'yagercha? So why can you separate meiser from demai here? I thought you were supposed to make a bracha. So Amar Abaye says vade de divrei by bracha. No, you're right. Everything that's midirabbanan you need a bracha, but that's only if it's a vadai. That's if it's for sure you're doing a mitzvah that's a vadai. It's definite. Chanukah obviously definitely Chazal we're attacking, but demai, Chazal, I'm talking, you have to separate meiser, but that's misafik, so you don't make a bracha on that. Safik de divrei, I'm low boy bracha. anything that's a suffik midirabanan, you don't need to make a bracha. The Gemara says, wait a second. Vayomtav sheni de suffik divrayam hu. What's the whole reason we have yomtav sheni? Because it's a suffik. What day is going to be yomtav? A boy bracha, and obviously on yomtav, how could you make a bracha on yomtav sheni? All of it is a suffik. Which day is yomtav? How could you make all those brachas? You make a bajillion brachas on yomtav sheni. How could you? Shem Hashem, the whole deal, bracha levatala. So if you're telling me that a suffik derabanan, you don't make a bracha, so why do we say all of these things on yomtav sheni? Hasam ki hechi viloli zul salibay. No, because there, if you wouldn't make brachas on yomtav sheni, imagine, you make do all the brachas, you have, let's say there's Pesach's coming up in a week and a half. For your first Seder, you make all the brachas. The second Seder, you just kind of like, don't make any brachas. You just eat matzah, eat maror, you drink wine, but you don't make any of the brachas, you don't really say the agada, you don't say Shem Hashem. People wouldn't take that seriously. You wouldn't end up, you know, keeping malacha, Isra malacha. You'd basically forget it was yontif. Nobody would care. So if you, therefore, Chazal said, no, you have to make sure you make brachas and yontif sheni, so people will treat it strictly, stringently. Right? There's a good way. Obviously, we have to keep 2 days yontif. That's the halacha. So Chazal were afraid that people would not keep it if they didn't make brachas. Rava Amar, Rava says a completely different answer. Why don't you make a bracha by Demai? Because Rov Ami Aretz Master in him. But even though there's a Gzeira of Demai, really most of the Ami Aretz are going to separate, and it's not even a suffix. It's like, it's just in case. So you're not going to make an Abracha on a just in case, right? Rashi says, suffix Devrayim Boy Bracha. Really, even a suffix Derabanan does require a Bracha. But Demai is even less than a suffix. It's just a Chumrah Ba'alma. So therefore, it's not going to require a Bracha. Therefore, Rava doesn't need all these all fancy answer why you need to make a Bracha on Yotav Sheni, because even a suffix Derabanan, you will make a bracha on a mitzvah. Okay. Amravuna says, Chatzar sheyesh beis psachim tzricha shtei neiros. If you have a house or a courtyard that has two entrances, you need two menorahs in each entrance. One in each entrance. Amarava lo amran ela mishtei ruchos. And that's only if they're in two different directions. Avon meruach achas, but if you have two entrances on the same, let's say, the same side of the street, so then lotzara. So then you don't need it. Right? Only again if you have a front and back, a north and south, or east and west entrance. But if you have two entrances on the same north side of your apartment or your chatzar, so then you don't need it. My time, huh? What's the reason? So the Gemara says, why is that? Elema, if you're going to tell me, Mishum Chashada, if you're telling me because we're concerned that people will think that you're not doing the mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Chashada deman. Whose chashad is this here? If you're telling me it's the chashad of random people, Rashi explains, people from another city who don't know who you are, they're just going to pass by an entrance and then you see no menorah there. So you should also need to light in both entrances on the north side. I mean, if you have two on the north side, they should you should need to light in both of those cases. Rashi says, because you might think, why there are two entrances here? Because it's really two houses. It's a joint, attached house. And really there are two people, and then someone's not lighting Hanukkah candles. But if you're going to tell me, that the concern is the chashad, the people in your town are going to think, oh, you're not lighting Hanukkah candles. So I feel the Mishnei Ruchos Nami Lodi Boy. So people know that you have a big yard. Everybody talks about, oh, this guy's got a big house, this guy's got a big yard, he's got two entrances. Everybody knows that you have a big place, so no one's going to think, oh, he's not lighting Hanukkah candles. They'll probably just think he's lighting on the other side. So the Gemara says, La'olam no, really, Mishum Chashadu de Bnei Masa. Really, we're concerned about the people in your town. V'zimnin de Mechalfe Bahai, V'lo Chalfe Bahai. The Gemara says a little bit more optimistic. Sometimes people don't talk so much about people's houses. And they only walk, they happen to walk by your house on one side. And they don't realize that there's an entrance on the other side. So if you light on one side, people are not necessarily going to know that you live on the other side. And then people are going to think that you didn't like Hanukkah candles. V'amri, and it was said, ki hechi de b'hai, right, and people are going to think, v'amri, they will say, ki hechi de b'hai pischa lo adlik, b'ach pischa nami lo adlik, and they're going to think, just like you didn't light in this side, and by this entrance, you also didn't light on the other entrance. Now, why are we really concerned for chashad? Why are we concerned that people are going to think you did do the mitzvah? The Gemara says that exact question, umi not tema, de chashin on the chashad, where do you see that we're concerned that we don't want people to think you didn't do the mitzvah? So the Tanya, it's actually a Tosefta in Peah. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bishvil arba dvarim amar Torah laniach Peah b'sof sadehu. Peah, as you probably know, is when a farmer reaps his field, he has a mitzvah to leave the corner of his fields for poor people. That's Peah. Why? So it says the Gemara, why? For says Rabbi Shimon, there are four reasons why the Torah said you have to leave Peah. Mipnei gezel aniyim, mipnei bitol aniyim, mipnei achshad, umishum bal techala. So, or bal techla, I'm not sure. I think techala. Sorry, do I have it over here? 1 second. We'll explain all four of those things. Yeah, bal techala. We'll explain all four of those things right now. Mipnei gezel aniyim, what does it mean? Gezel aniyim? Shalo yire balabayis shapnuya v'yomar lekrovo v'yomar lekrovo ani harezu peya. So we shouldn't allow farmers to just give out peah whenever they want, because what'll happen? A farmer inevitably has a friend who needs some financial help, and he'll see that he's reaping his field and be like, here, come now, come take the peah, and then it's almost like you're stealing from poor people, right? You are giving to a poor person, but, you know, it's not appropriate, Rashi writes. But once he leaves it in the corner of his field when he's done, so then all the aniyim know, you know, they know to go to that spot. You're not scamming the system. Amud beis, v'pini bitzol aniyim, what does that mean? Shlo yihu aniyim yoshvim mishamrim. Achshav maniach balabayis peah. So we don't have aniyim just sitting around and waiting and kind of eyeing the balabayis, right? Again, guys, if you could take peah whenever you want, you'd have aniyim kind of camping out and waiting and watching. When is this guy going to give peah? I need to get that. No, he knows that at the end of your reaping field cycle in the corner, there's going to be peah, so he can go there when you're done. If you start reaping in the day, I don't know if it takes a day to reap your whole field, so the guy can come and show up at the end, and he knows he's not going to miss out. Right? We don't want the aniyim just bumming around and kind of waiting online and looking when is he going to reap his field? When is he going to leave the peah? Upnei chashad. What about chashad? So that's our inyan. Shalo yihu overim v'shavin. Omrim tavo ma'ora me'ira? Ma'ora? Ma'ora? I'm not sure. Either way, it means a curse. I think it's me'ira. La'adam shalo heineach peah b'sadeo, right? We don't want people who are passing by to say, look at this guy. He reaped his whole field, didn't leave any peah for the poor people. Right? That's our inyan. That's the proof that we're concerned for people to think that he didn't do the mitzvah. U'mishum bal techala. And because of this iser, right, the pasuk says you should not finish bal techala. You shouldn't finish reaping your entire field. Right, you should leave some peah. So the gemara says atu kulei lav mishum bal techala. Wait a second, that's the source of the iser. Right, don't reap your entire field. Leave some peah. Right, that's what do you mean? That's another one of the reasons. That's the source. Samarava mepnei haramayim. No, what it means is because of the people who will scheme the system, and the people who violate bal lo techala, and they'll say, oh no, I already gave peah, right? If we allowed people to give peah whenever they want, so he'd start reaping his field, and Ani would show up in the middle and be like, no, I gave it already. So, and people would scam the system, they wouldn't end up giving peah whatsoever. So since the pasuk says, don't do that, so that's one of the reasons we make him leave at the end of the field. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ativa, Amar Rav Huna, Ner Sheish L'Shtei Pios, Ol L'Beis B'nei Adam. If you have a candle that has two wicks, and Rashi writes, it means you have this cup, you have a earthenware jar of oil, and you have two wicks, one on each side. So that counts for two people. And the Rava says, just to clarify, mile ka'ara shemen. Let's say you fill the bowl with oil. Ve'ikifa psilos kapa. Ve'ikifa psilos. And you put wicks all around. It's similar to the case before, but let's say you have a bowl of oil, and you got 10 wicks there. So kafa la kli, if you put a kli, a utensil on top of it, meaning if you close it off on top and each wick is kind of coming out in its own area, so then ola lakamim b'nei adam. So that can count for many different people. Right? The wicks are the koveya, right? The flame is koveya, not the source of the flame. The oil, even though they're drawing on the same oil, if you kind of divide it up and make it clear that they're different wicks, so then that can count for many people. But lo kafa lav kli alei kli, if you don't put on top of it some sort of utensil, some sort of kli, so also kamin medura, then that's sort of like a torch. V'afilu l'chad unami eino ola, and it doesn't even work for anybody, because we said before it needs to be a ner, not a torch. I'm not sure if we mentioned it. Maybe this is where it is. You can't make a torch. Rashi writes lo domel a ner, right? The mitzvah is to light a ner, not a torch, and therefore that would not work for anybody. Amar Rava. Rava says, let's say you can only choose, right? You only have Rachman al Tzlan, lo aleinu, right? You only have enough money, or you're only able to get one of two things. So which one should you do first? So Rava says, first of all, pshitali, it's obvious to me that if ner beso over ner Chanukah, if you have a choice between Shabbos candles, Rashi says, ner beso, Shabbos candles, or ner Chanukah, or Chanukah candles, ner beso adif, you should light Shabbos candles, mishum shalom beso, because of shalom bias. Rashi writes, what is that here? But right, because mitzdarin lishev b'choshech, because you know if people sit in the dark, it's not an enjoyable meal. Right? Shalom bayis is paramount. Ner beso b'kiddush hayom. Let's say you only have enough money for Shabbos candles and kiddush. So again, ner beso adif mishum shalom bayis, mishalom beso. Right, Shabbos candles come first. Boy Rava, but Rava asked, what about ner chanukah v'kiddush hayom? What about you only have enough money, or you're only able to get candles for Chanukah or kiddush? Now, what do you do? Kiddush hayom adif detadir, is kiddush more important because that comes more often? Odilma ner chanukah adif mishum pirsumi nisava, or maybe you should light Chanukah candles because you publicize the miracle. So Basar Debaya Hadar Pashta, after he asked the question, he went back and answered it, ner chanukah adif mishum pirsumi nisa, it's better to do ner chanukah. Amar Avuna. Avuna says, "Haragil b'ner havin le bonim talmidei chachamim." Someone who is accustomed to lighting a lot of candles, to being careful about the mitzvahs regarding candles, so he's going to have children that are talmidei chachamim. Hazar b'mezuzah. If you're careful about the mitzvah of mezuzah, so zocher l'dira noah, he'll be zocher to have a very nice house, apartment, place to live. Hizir b'tzitzis. Someone who's zocher, someone who's careful. Hizir zahir. Careful to wear tzitzis, so zocha l'talis na, he'll be zocha to get a wonderful, nice cloak, nice talis. His here, b'kiddush hayom, if you're careful to make kiddush and follow all the halachos of kiddush, zocha l'mali gar b'yayin, he'll be zocha to many barrels of wine, excuse me. Ravuna have a ragil to have a chalif etanya pischa de Rabbi Avin. Ravuna would always walk by the pischa, the entrance of the house of Rabbi Avin's house, Rabbi Avin Nagra. Rabbi Avin was a carpenter. Chazal have a ragil b'shagri tuva. He saw that he used to have a lot of candles. Right? I guess perhaps ironic, be that he was a nagar. Not sure. It's charash eitzim. I mean, maybe he was a wood chopper. But anyway, his profession was with wood. But still, he had a lot of candles, which is, I guess, a little dangerous to his parnasa. But okay, but yeah, I think it's probably referring to near Shabbos and near Chanukah. And again, right, Bishraga the Shabbos, Rashi, right? So he was careful again, mitzvos with Chanukah. It wasn't just stump lighting a bunch of candles like I don't know, some sort of palm reader or whatever, some seance ambiance situation. No, he was careful with the mitzvah of neros. So Amar Trey Gavri Ravravi Nafig Mihacha. You can end up having two great people come from you, and Nafgim Minahu Rav Idi Baravin or Rav Chia Baravin. Sure enough, two of his sons, Idi and Chia, ended up being tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. Rav Chista have a ragel the have a chalif itania pischa the bay nasa the Rav Shizvi. Rav Chista used to always hang out by the entrance, or used to always pass by Rav Shizvi's father. Chazda v'ragel b'shragituva, and he saw also he was very careful to do these mitzvahs with candles. Amar, he said, Gavarabba nafik mehacha, you're going to end up having a tremendous person, a great person come from you, and nafik minayi Rav Shizvi. And Rav Shizvi, sure enough, was a big, tremendous talmid chacham. Debisu de Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef's wife, havas ma'achru madlekesla, used to light candles, almost at the last, not the last possible moment, but towards the end of Erev Shabbos. Rashi writes, Ner shel Shabbos samach l'chashecha. She would light Shabbos candles as close to Shabbos as possible. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said to her, you know, Tanya, it says, lo yom bish amud ha'anan yomam v'amud ha'esh la'elam. The pillar of fire and the pillar of the cloud in the desert, right, that led alternated day and night, that was leading Am Yisrael through the desert. So that pasuk teaches me malamed. We learn shamud hanan mashlim lamud ha'esh, ramud ha'esh mashlim lamud hanan, that they would overlap a little bit. It wasn't like as soon as nightfall came, it instantly switched. No, they would overlap a little bit. So meaning, in other words, right? Rashi writes shal yom mashlim la'oru lamud ha'esh. In other words, you should kind of like do it a little earlier. Alma orach ara b'hachi. It was normal to light a little bit earlier, that the fire still existed. It came a little bit earlier than sundown. So it was a way of telling her to kind of like back it up a little bit. So savra lakduma. So then she thought to do it much earlier, right? Rashi writes, but odayom godol, when it was, I don't know, the middle of the day, when it was still very daytime. So Amarla, he said, Ahusaba, so a certain older gentleman said to her, very often when the Gemara says that, it's referring to Eliyahu Navi, Tanino, we learned in Abraisa, Ubilvach, Lo Yakin, Vilya Acher, don't make it too early and don't make it too late. Obviously, don't make it too late because it's usher to light candles on Shabbos, Chas v'Shalom, but don't make it too early, Rashi writes, Talo Minkara, Shisha Shabbos, you're not going to realize, if you're lighting candles at 12 o'clock, so people are not going to realize it's the coming Shabbos. And that's also a problem, so light it a little earlier, but still close to Shabbos. All right, a little bit more. Amar Rava, Rava says, Dirachim Rabbanan, if a person has mercy, not really mercy, Rachim usually means mercy, Rashi writes here, Ohev, someone who loves the Rabbanan, the Talmidei Chachamim, Havlu Benin Rabbanan, his children will be Rabbanan. Demokir Rabbanan, someone who appreciates and gives kavod to Rabbanan, so Havilu Chasnusa Rabbanan, so his son-in-laws will be Rabbanan. Didachil Me Rabbanan, someone who has Yiras, who is Yira from Rabbanan, who's afraid of the Rabbanan, meaning he listens to what they say, he's very, you know, careful to be around them or to listen to what they say. Hagufe Have Tzirvei Rabbanan, he himself will be a Tzirvei Rabbanan. The girl happens to switch the two. But okay, regardless of what the rishchar is, obviously those are two good things to do. V'ilav barachi, but if he's not able to become a tzur v'merabanan, a talmid chacham, hu mishtaman milei k'tzur v'merabanan. People will listen to his words like a tzur v'merabanan, like a talmid chacham. Is that meaning that people will treat him with respect? People will think, oh, this guy's got some chachma here. We should listen to what he says. That's what he will be zochah to. Okay, Rabbi Hashem, it's Hashem. Tomorrow, we will go weiter. Have a great day.